Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Billy with us there. Beautiful song indeed. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, it's just good to be here. Let me welcome Mujablan Dominic is on the line. Chabu, sawubona putwam.
Yes, my friend, Nepira Gott.
Hey, kusaphileka kodwa ngapho.
Ah, siyaphila kakhulu. UNkulunkulu usigcinile muhle kakhulu empilweni zethu. Siyabonga lonke uThixo sinika la.
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ngizofika kuwe mfundisi Motha, bamba kanjalo.
Okay.
Mfundisi Motha, usaphila wena? Usaphila baba.
Eh, ngiyaphila ngenxa kaNkulunkulu. Singicela kini, niyaphila baba.
Hayi, siyaphila.
Sibonga umusa, sibonga ukugcina, sibonga ukuhlengwa nokulondolozwa.
Yeah.
It is not by our wisdom and knowledge, neither by our strength that we have seen this day today.
Yes.
Even for us to be here, you know, we need to eulogize the Father and to glorify Him. For indeed, His love is eternal and unconditional to us.
Absolutely. Siyabonga kakhulu. Nginosipho Polo, Sipho, sawubona.
Sawubona mfundisi, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngibuze kuwe ndoda yamadoda.
Wasibingelele mntana inkosi, siyambonga uJesu ngawe, siyabingelela. Ngifoka popoza.
Hey, bakhalile ke Facebook last week ukuthi hey madoda, hayi suka. Yeyibona. No, bathi hayi ndoda. Uma ungena ku Facebook, ke ungene nabo lamadoda sibabone. So babe nabo ku Facebook ngithi hayi sisizaqala ukuyiplana next week ukuthi ukuthi nivele ku Facebook kukhona ibutton oyipressayo ujabu uyayazi uyayipressa leyo button leyo bese ncamashi veliyani hamluqushunga uyabona
phakathi
so uyabonakala khona lapho uyayibona. Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfundisi. Let's hope that next week you'll do so fire.
Yeah, kakhulu. Hayi mina ngingayihloma namanje. Sithi no asiyenzeni manje. Akunankinga mina. Uyabona. Ngingayihloma namanje. Uyabona. Kodwa ngizwela nina ubuhlungu ukuthi hayi ke nginazise ke ukuthi phela sekunjalo. Ivele na ku Facebook bathi bayayithanda lapho ku Facebook. Ngibonile le na close to 2000 yabantu abayifollowayo nje. Yabona, so it's just amazing that group of people, and then besides Leo 2000, imagine abantu abafollowayo nje emapage ukuthi bangakanani abayibonayo, close to 40,000. I just got a message ukuthi in other countries basimutile because besidlala izingoma ebangana ama rights kuzo, so basimuta mara yona beyidlala. Yabona.
Yeah,
so it's one of those things. We are spreading the message of the gospel of the kingdom of the Most High, the Elohim.
Hallelujah.
The Elohim Yahuwah, and this only to His glory and not to ours, but to His glory at all times. So ngiyaphileka kodwa Sipho.
Ukuphileka kakhulu mfundisi. Jesu seyinkosi, ngiyambonga nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu, your way and my way they meet because Jesus is there. Thank you namfundisi Sumota. Siyabingelela babu wami, my ahi, we thank God nawe, nomfethu Jabulani, indoda ethi ntinini yale qhunu, God bless nabalele emakhaya.
Hawu, sekabuye qhunu manje uJabulani madoda. Hawu, mina bengithi ubheke umuzi.
Eqhudini, indoda yaseqhudini.
Hawu madoda, hawu nkosi yami. Hey, ugijimileke uJabulani nge 43 minutes, he was able to do 10 kilometers. Hey ndoda. Phela mina ngiyenza nge-hour. In 43 minutes, he had done 10 kilometers. Ujabulani. Aya kitchen.
Aya. Ngiyibona ishana indlamu mfundisi yagida nokugida. Asibonke inkosi yazi lendoda.
Nayo ke indaba. Yeah, nayo ke. Yagida nokugida. Indaba ezimnandi ke lezo.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's welcome also Ujabulani. Jabu, my friend, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Indeed, my friend, siyajabula kakhulu ukuthi sibe khona namhlanje ngomusa kaNkulunkulu. Ngibingelele nabafowethu lapho, umfundisi Motha, umfundisi Sipho, nabalaleli bonke ngegama likaYahushua HaMashiach.
Manje ngenzeni, ngiyifake kuFacebook le ndaba yethu namhlanje, or ngiyeke, thingiyeke ke namhlanje, ne? Ngithi ukuyeka, ngizoyifaka next week. But ku Facebook kukhona I message engiyenzayo ku Facebook which runs concurrently, so you can just check that message. I see some people are watching it ku Facebook. Yeah. Anyway, mfundisi Mota, hey madoda.
My brother.
Kuyaphileka kodwa mara
ekhaya. Hayi mfethu. Glory to God mfethu, siyaphila kakhulu. Siphila kakhulu mfethu, impilo iphelele. Nama ngibungelele lapha kubafowethu uJabulani Dominic nomfundisi uRhadebe.
Nayo ke indaba.
Nabalaleli emakhaya, ngiyabathanda kakhulu and we thank God once again tonight that we are together this afternoon.
Yeah, indaba ezimnandi ke lezo, indaba ezimnandi. Ukuphi ke namhlanje usekhaya? Mfundisi
mama. Hayi namhlanje ngisekhaya mfundisi. Hayi ngapha eGermiston.
Hawu siyabonga.
EGermany.
EGermany. Hawu siyabonga. Inkosi mayibusise nje kakhulu, inkosi ibusise kakhulu lapha ekhaya, usikhonzele ekhaya phela. Hey madoda, hey Jabu, angazi mabe nazi ukuthi umka Motha wenza ama perfume.
Oh.
Ho, ambani uthenga lo, hawu hawu hawu. Ambani uthenga.
Amakhanuka kamnandi mfondisi.
Hey, amakhanuka kamnandi, kamnandi. Athi xoso lo. Yazi nawe mawushumayele bezwe ukuthi hayi, inceku le iyawazi amanzi yageza. Yazi khona ezinye inceku, khona ezinye inceku siyabonga. Khona ezinye inceku siyabonga. Yeah, hayi khona ezinye inceku siyabonga. Yeah, but so babona hayi nokuyagezeka ke like. Uyabona babona
no gagasi.
Yeah. Nano mudlula lapha bathi nangu brother gagasi.
Yeah.
Yeah, uyabona. Now,
iphunga lamanzi linowa kamnandi mfundisi.
Absolutely, absolutely. Today we are talking about self-exaltation. And we are touching base on that. What is self-exaltation? And how does it manifest? How do we see self-exaltation? And how does it manifest? Many instances and one, we become those kinds of people who basically, as one would say, are caught up in some form of exaltation. It's either other people are doing that. It's either the situation that you are in is pointing to that. It's either times you are yourself exalted to a certain measure. It can be your qualification or law sevens a corner. It can be your finances. It can be your gender and sometimes your race. You find that these can become propellants towards your exaltation. And sometimes achievements can be a cause for self-exaltation. Yet at times also aggression, at times also a negative self-esteem can cause that. At times also being overtly ambitious, jealousies, all these things can make one to exalt themselves in one way or another. And sometimes when you look into people, you'll find that it's not the money, it's not the anointing. You know, that causes self-exaltation. And you see, oh man, it's a wounded image. This person was wounded when they were young. So the oppressing of others so that he or she may appear to be on top becomes a means of dealing with the lurking injury that they have in their soul. It comes in many ways. It manifests in many ways. Self-exaltation sometimes, it's when people promote themselves. Let me tell you something. There are duties that you would be given to do. And then you do those duties, for instance, in church. And now you qualify as a banker or you qualify and become a great administrator. And then in the church, it's you who is pecking the people who are coming in so that they can park correctly. Before you enter into the service, everybody must be parked correctly outside. And now you have become a president of your organization and you go like, ah, You exalt yourself. There are some people basically who don't do what they did quite good in their ministries and churches because they got promotions, labasebenza khona. Or they got a degree. Or they were they got a job. They didn't have a job. Le sasikathaka namsebenzi uye bekwaphethele yabona le machine lo yana yabona lo okerutsha nothi wu hayi lo uphushayo lo ngathi uhambisa ngama side uthola abantu baqenta ngawo emigwaqweni ngathi ne hayi yacabanga ukuthi ya lo machine lo yalo ogunda ogundi tjana yacabanga ukuthi hayi mina ngisazenzi lezi solo kwathenga imoto yakho emhlophe imoto yakho emhlophe enama side abovu ha awusaw kundu tjani basenkondweni asawasha ama fester ha nkosi yami how awusayenzi follow up so busy manje unama meeting nama appointments. I'm talking about self exaltation. You start to say to yourself, look, I got better things to do, man. I got targets to meet. I can't be doing this. To an extent, you are correct. But according to the commission of the Father, you are absolutely sinful. Because he has not said shift from that doorpost. Now, when you look into the word, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 3, check it out about self-exaltation. And also check 3 John. We will come to this. Also check 3 John. And see what it says with regards to this. Anyway, let me start it at the back there. Exodus chapter 9, verses 17. As yet you exalt yourself against my people, in that you will not let them go. Remember Pharaoh. He said, no, Mara, akikho umuntu okufanele angishayele umthetho ngoba mina yimi engishaye umthetho. Akekho umuntu okufanele angishayele umthetho ngoba mina yimi engishaye umthetho. And this is the case in many instances where people stop doing the things that the Father said they must do because now they got better qualifications and promotions and they're going places and everyone knows about them and all those kinds of things. They had gone on to actually even look at themselves as better than what they do. So they don't give heed to the aspect of them being at the post where the Father has set them. You're no longer praying where you're supposed to be praying. You're no longer fellowshipping where you're supposed to be fellowshipping because you got a promotion. You know, you're no longer reaching out for people. You're no longer touching people's lives. You're no longer testifying. You're no longer sharing the word. You're no longer giving to the poor. Yeah? You're no longer visiting the old grannies because now you have an important job at the parliament. Okay, thing again abantu bangakacasuki. Numbers chapter 20, verses 10, it says, and Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock? Moses manje sekakhuluma kanjani? Isn't he supposed to be the servant? Now he's talking as if it's him who's bringing out water from the rock. And actually, why is he talking about the rock in such a derogative way? He says, from this rock? Why is he talking like that? Self-exaltation. And it happens because one becomes angry. One time I was directing this other show and I was listening to the presenters. One presenter said, because they are all on can, one presenter said, I think it's time that I throw my weight around here.
Yeah.
I need to be a celebrity. Yeah. But behind that celebrity, yes, and behind that celebrity, it's more than 12 people who are working the machines. More than 12 people. In a normal radio station, if you hear this one voice, there are other five people who are working on the very same show.
And forgetting that without those people, you cannot even be ubonakale.
Yeah, bon.
Now, because you are in the front line, now you think you are more important than others.
Yeah, I'm from the serious. Let me show you, Nandi. When you say attendance show. No, okay, Angali, here I'm alone. But usually a show like this is done by five people to get it going. There's someone on the lines, someone on the internet, someone on the management of production, there's someone on songs, there's someone on cue, there's someone on the news. By seven. Hi. Kota wena soy superstar. Kubona wena kuphela.
Banjara ilvatu.
Numbers chapter 20, verses 10. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels." "Hear now, you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" He almost lost his life. Yes, he didn't enter the promised land. A leader that didn't enter the rest, the promised land, because of ukuyikhukhumeza.
Yes, arrogance, yes, young man. Now, instead of doing what the father says you must do, then it has to start to do with your own initiative. I know how to do this.
Him.
He ended up striking the rock for the second time, which the Lord said, "Now you must talk to the rock." Now, umuntu kukumeza mfundisi ugcinanga safuna ukulalela uNkulunkulu, but asafuna ukwenza ngendlela yena sekacabanga ngayo nabona ngayo ukuthi yona. And he tends to think that he is the one that is able to do the things, forgetting that it is him who has given unto him to manifest all these miracles, not because engcono, but because he has been graciously and so selected and chosen to lead the people, which these people are not even his, but belongs to the Father.
Mm. It's a big problem that we see these days. Now, look at Proverbs. Proverbs says, chapter 17, verse 19, "He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction." Anyone who exalts his gate, his law, his take, his capacity. The gate also means capacity. It also means an authority. The gate also means an operation, a jurisdiction. He exalts such, seeks destruction. When we come back, we touch on this. It's very important that we talk about these things.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father doing you good. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. Men, you can send us WhatsApp. I see some people are sending WhatsApps already. Men Maureen, thank you so much. About the issue of self-exaltation. Self-exaltation, always wanting to be heard, always wanting to be number one. Self-exaltation, we're touching on this. All right, as to what it is all about, and what are some of the areas that you would see self-exaltation? Let me start with you. Sipho, when we talk about self-exaltation, what do we talk about, sir?
Well, what a topic, Mfundisi, and we thank God tonight we are his disciples and we'll be learning more and more from each other. At the same time, topic of today, Mfundisi, is very, very powerful. At the same time, we need to be skeptical because that's what throws the devil into hell. Satan akazanga chonje, akazanga sebe, lezo zinto iqalela emhlabeni. The first thing that the devil did, kuba nepride, self-exaltation, and was thrown out of heaven, because he thought he's equally with our Creator, with our God. So it is very important that as we need to always guard our heart.
Yeah.
In the Bible, everything that we, a man should guard his heart. You know, self-exaltation, you see yourself as more powerful than others, and there's always being centered into the individual. One show. The poster that has not been forgiven in Alapaya, the crowd pooler. Those are things from this is why Ubuntu, where you see and hear, would know this person who see a cooler in the heart because of self expectation. Ningagi Bible Malfunda, Buluka chapter 14, verse 11. Uti, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. And who humbled himself to be exalted. In other words, mfundisi unkulunkulu athi umbhalo wamahubo ukuphakanyiswa kuvela empumalanga noma entshonalanga kodwa kuvela kunkulunkulu abanye abaphakamisa abanye abehlise. So uma kufika umntana kankulunkulu isikhathi lakhona eyiphakamisa, self exaltation, unkulunkulu he humbled that person because it is God who is in control.
Yeah.
That is why we need fundisi not to forget ukuthi we are not what we think we are. The university yang thinteka buhlungwanyana enhlizweni elithi Moses thought ukuthi amanzi akhishwa nguye. And that's why sometimes ukuhamba noNkulunkulu endleleni akusebenzisa as a vessel, then you think ukuthi you are equally partners with God. Whereas God actually can perform things and do things without me. So yingakho mfundisi, we need always njalo ukuhlala phansi umuntu abe ne self introspection ukuthi njengoba ngithi ngikwazi ukwenza izinto kahle, it is not me but Christ in me. And yingakho I need to guard my heart in everything that I do. Yazi mfundisi, self exaltation uyibona ngale zinto ezincanyana. Uthi upha umuntu ibhantshi uzwakale sombuza, hawu songaze ugcoke phakathi nevini, unikeze yena ukuthi ugcoka nini uthe nale bhanti liyakuhlala ezimela lingahlaleki, so ufuna kubonakala. And self exaltation yila siyibona khona umuntu ukuthi noma enze into enhle but ngendlela ukuthi akafuna ukuvela kuhle kwesiphongo sivela kuqala amehla angakaveli ukuthi there was no need mfundisi ukuthi nje phakathi ebandleni sowenze something soyavela ebazalwane ngibona uNkulunkulu ukuthi yazi wangithinta ngathatha nali bhantshi lami nganikezela umfundi mfethu ujabulane. So lokuthi ngifuna ukuvela so that kubonakale ukuba ngathi ngiyakholwa noma ngikholwa akukho right. Yingako uma ufunda also mfundisi noMathew chapter, let me just ufunde uProverbs chapter 29 verse 23 uthi one's pride will bring him low but who lowly in spirit will obtain honor. Yingako mfundisi i-self exaltation ihamba ne-pride ngaphakathi lakho umuntu ufuna ukuthi kushayelwe yena izandla makunconywe omunye umuntu alimane. This spirit mfundisi ngiyibonile operate nabantu be praise and worship ukuthi makucula yena makade asithini bazalwane kuba mnandi kodwa mase kufanele kwehle yena kwenza abanye yena uhlala phansi. Uyabona ukuthi indaba ka-self, in other words, we are no longer giving God the glory, but we are stealing the glory that was due to God. We own her. Sibangama status diggers. We want to be the men who run the show. That is why we need to repent on that matter so that God will never humble ourselves.
Absolutely there. We are talking about self-exaltation, what it is even all about. Send us a WhatsApp. We are talking about self-exaltation. And let's stick to the topic tonight. We're talking about self-exaltation, what it is all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let me hear from you as to what you make of this. Right. Let me bring this to you also, Mfundi Sumota. The issue of self-exaltation. Look, it says in Proverbs 25:6, do not exalt yourself in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of the great. Yabona. Khona lezi zithanda ukuthi thina abagcotshwa. Asazi ugcotshwa ubani.
Hey, Nkosi yami.
Hey, Nkosi yami.
No, khona lezi zithanda ukuthi zaba prophet.
Yeah.
Zikhona le nsizwe ezithanda ukusho njalo nale le ntokazi nabo mama nabo baba bakhona bazipha ama title
osiyami
ya
ani ngitsheleni la just because uye uyoyenza ini it's not even theology e Bible school benza i beeps uyile lapha yana wayenza le manje ikunikeza i title kanjani do you know kahle kahle in that erratic, there's an erratic reference. They call it fivefold. Ayikho leyo nto leyo. Those gifts, uma ungazibheka kahle, uma these are gifts. And these gifts, he says, he led a procession and gave gifts unto men as he led a procession. To some he made them apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some teachers, some pastors and teachers. But it doesn't end there. If you go on with the scripture and look into other referrals, you'll see by the Spirit of the Most High, he gave others to work miracles, he gave others to management, administration. He gave others music. He gave others fellowship, nourishment. He gave others, they call it church officers. They work in the offices of the... Cabanga u mechanic, eh? Cabanga u mechanic, bagbiza mechanic jablan. It's not a title, it's a description of work. Umsebenzo wenzayo. It's not a title. If you say to me, Pastor Ray, it's not a title. We are talking about the work I do if I do pastoring.
Not a title on
of Agukho la iBhayibhelini kuthiwa this thing is a title. If you want a title, go and study. Go and study and become a doctor. And go and study. Angikhulumi ngale ma PhD lawa wasemakhoneni lawa eza nabantu singabazwisisi. Go and study. Uyazijabulana, I always say those things. Go and study. It's about 12 to 15 years of study at university. Then you come back with a PhD. Start with a junior degree, an honors degree, a master's degree, and a PhD. My title aqala ugu degree number 4. Hey. Ukuz exalta konke loku okuhlupha kangaka. Mfundo smart.
Absolutely mfundisi. And the thing is, the moment one tend to think highly of himself because of the gift that the father has given to him. Kuba inkinga ngoba they end up even not honoring the one who has given them the gift. You start to see yourself as important. You start to see yourself as the man. You start to see the moment this appointment or this thing says itina says ingena ekanda, you even forget to go to kahle kahle. Being a pastor is the work that you do, that you have been called by the Father and has given you that gift to do the work, not because you are better than others. Mm-mm. You know, if God can speak through the mouth of a donkey, what can stop him to speak through the mouth of a five-year-old child? What can stop him to speak through the mouth of anybody? So that does that for the fact that you have been given this gift, it does not matter. I mean, it does not make you ukuthi ubonakale, it does not make you ukuthi you are better than others. So therefore, that's why Apostle Paul, in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 3, he warns us that we should not think of ourselves as highly as we ought to think. Kusho ngamagama, masingaziboni siphakeme, masingaziboni sicabange ukuthi we are more important than others. That is why you will even find abantu when they come, the pastors, the evangelists, when they come to church, they will want to go to bathwalelwe ngisho amabhayibheli benzelwe yonke into, because now they think that they are the man. I'm the man of God. So that is self exaltation, Mfundi. So we need to be careful about these things. We need to learn from these things. We should not do these things, because this is just a gift from God. And at any time when God wants to use somebody else, he will use somebody else as he pleases. So we need to understand that we are
just the vessel, but is the Father, is the Potter, is the one that direct and give us direction. You know, some of this self-exaltation, Fundisi is a seedborn, Gubantu, when they are doing the acts of charity, in other ways, they are saying that they are giving to the poor. But how can you give somebody the food that you won't even eat yourself, the food that is expired? And you know for the fact that when you cannot eat it, you cannot consume it anymore, but you rather saying, no, I'm doing the charity work, I'm giving it out, but in that you know what you're gonna take it and throw it in the bin. So that means you are looking down on other people, because self exaltation, it will make you to look down on other people, it will make you not to respect other people. And the more you think highly of yourself, the more you think you are more important than you ought to think, is the more you start to look down on other people. And God does not honor those who exalt themselves, as the word of God says in Psalms 35, verse 26, that it is honors those who exalt themselves. Usipho spoke earlier, ati those whosoever that shall exalt himself shall be abased. So it is important, Fundis, that we should learn in these things. Singabi ngabantu who find ourselves trapped because of the positions that we think we hold. Because that's the only thing. We think that we hold this position. We forget that the Father has given us, you know, gifts of ministry, different gifts, in such a way the usher that is standing at the door, he's so equally important than the man that ministers there in front. So the unkulunkulu ke akakhethi, akusi unkulunkulu who is biased, and God loves us all. That is why kunomuntu mfundisi othi, you know, in every situation we need to ask ourselves, kunabantu esibathola, those who are less fortunate, sorry to use the word, abanye esibathola bemimigaqweni bayacela, and then, you know, as a servants of God or esingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, you know, we need to ask ourselves that, God, what is it that you want me to do for you through this situation, looking at the man, because the person that is standing there, uNkulunkulu uyamthanda. You know, the moment we start to understand ukuthi Christianity is not a religion, because the Son of the Most High God wafa, Yeshua HaMashiach, ufele umhlaba wonke, akafelanga abantu abathile, but he loved the world. uNkulunkulu usho njalo ukuthi, for God so loved that the world. So wonke umuntu, whether regardless of what they have and regardless of what they have not, but in the eyes of God, we are all the same, we are all equal. So we need, you know, to shy away umoya with self-exaltation, umoya ka Lucifer, umoya ka Satan. We should uzasho njalo Jesu athi yena nzalo yenyoka. So we should be like our Father, we should be like our Master, our Savior. See, fana no Christu Jesu wasithoba kwaze kwaba sekufini. But the moment we start ukuziphakamisa nokuzikhukhumeza, and then we start bragging and all those kind of things, then we should know that that does not come from the Father, but comes from the father of lies, who is the devil himself.
Absolutely, I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Robert Stan, I see you there. Thank you very much. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And, of course, the very notion of self-exaltation, what it is even all about, much of the times what we see with regards to it, and what has become of it.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 William Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Let's hear what you say on this, the matter. It is the matter of self-exaltation. Jabu, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at verse 7 of Proverbs 25. For it is better that he say to you, come up here, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. It is good for the Father to exalt you, and not you to exalt yourself. Jabu, what say you?
Thank you very much, my friend. Great topic indeed about self-exaltation.
Mm.
And indeed, you know, like you said, the mouthful together also with Umpetu Sipo, no Umpetu Mot. So just to add, maybe like self-exaltation emanates from pride or starts from pride. So once I am proud, so in other words, I feel important. And even the way that I expect is to be treated somehow because of that importance that I think maybe I carry.
Mm.
So as you were saying, even in the church, you know, I don't expect people to greet people. I expect people to greet me.
Mm.
I expect to be introduced somehow. Like if maybe, let's say, my friend, you're introducing me to your friends, and then you say, Jablan, you know, I expect you to maybe call my title. If I'm the major one, or General Jablani, or whatsoever my title I claim to be. So that's just a pride that now is manifesting itself in self-exaltation, where you want to be great. You want to be seen as the greatest of them. You know, like you are great. You are greater than everyone, up to a point that even you're greater than the Father, because that is the master of all pride is Lucifer himself, when he said, I will build a throne above the throne of the Father. So it means, in other words, he said, I'm going to be greater than the Father. I'm going to be greater than the creator of all things. So that's pride.
Mm.
Once we start to see that we can equate ourselves to God, that's why even there are some teachings that are going out there which can really be confusing, where people end up being maybe encouraged to equate themselves to God. I think maybe it's so important for us to really have discernment, and also the Spirit of the Lord to be the one that teaches us about our identity in Christ, at the expense of listening to people, because there are some teachings that can puff you up to equate yourself to God and end up being like also finding yourself that you are exalting yourself. Meanwhile, you are trying to like claim your identity in the Father, but you are now equating yourself. You feel like you are the one who really heals the people, you are the one who saves the people, you are the one who blesses, you are the one who is rich, who is wealthy. That is all self-exaltation when we have removed, you know, like the Father from us, and everything, the glory comes to us instead of going to where it belongs, to the Father. Also, I was learning from Job also at some point. He was also attacked by self-exaltation when he was in the tribulations or the trials that he was facing, when God sent his friends to encourage him and also to comfort him and to strengthen him. At some point in Job 12:3, he says, but I have intelligence as well as you.
Mm.
I am not inferior to you. And who does not know such things as this? Once I start to reason like that, where I feel like I'm intelligent like than you, my friend, especially when God is using you in my life to correct me or to teach me, or to preach to me, whatever God is using you to do, once I start to feel like I'm more better than you, who is Sipo to tell me that?
Mm.
Who is Sipo to be standing there and preaching the gospel like that? I'm more intelligent than him.
Mm.
and I'm even not inferior than him, you know, who does not know all these things that he's saying. Once I start to have such questions, I'm self-exalting myself. I am lifting myself up. You know, as he said, actually, Sipho, you know, like, it's God who exalts us. You know, he hates the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So once we start to exalt ourselves, that is when we are calling for actually demotion. God will demote us because of we are lifting ourselves up instead of him being the one who lifts ourselves, who lifts us up. It's also this expectation, Uti, you know, like, I must be heard, you know. People must listen to me. I'm the one who must, you know, speak. Just if maybe, not even like maybe in a setup where maybe you are addressing a crowd of people or many people, but just a conversation, maybe after church we are just having a general conversation. I want everyone to listen to me. I want to be the one that is, you know, heard. Other people's opinions and ideas, they don't matter that much. Mine seems to be the one that everyone must listen to. That's self-exaltation. That's self-exaltation because you are thinking that other people are inferior than you. You are thinking that when you are of high importance, you are more valuable than others. And kuNkulunkulu, we are all abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. We have been all given the right to be the children of God because of we have believed in him. There is no lesser or more greater, more anointed, more powerful. We are equal in God. That's the common thing about every one of us, that we are all the children of God. But once I start to feel important, you know, like as I was saying, even the way I must be introduced, that's self-exhortation, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are touching base on this, the issue of self-exaltation. And, of course, at the top of the hour, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Sikuzwe ukuthi uthinike ngalolu daba. Ukuzikhukhumeza nokuyiphakamisa phela. Nokuyifaka ekhundleni. La uNkulunkulu futhi angakufaka khona. La uyifake khona. Ukuzikhukhumeza ke lokho. We are touching base on that. Kuyini entsukini zanamhlanje sikubona kuphi ukugukumeza lokhu sikubona kuphi. Do you know kunamanye amatafula ngaza bojabulani makube bayahamba mara bojabulani bayahamba imishado le. Do you know kunamanye amatafula la amatafula la bathi amatafula wabafundisi.
Yeah.
Kanti labantu akufanele babe yinceku. Gusho ukuthini ukuba inceku uyayibona ne. Aren't they supposed to be serving rather than being served? Ukuyikhukhumeza phela ukuthi umuntu akuphathele isikhwama sakho, bakuphathele ne-sparkling water, kube nalo sisi wamakheve-keve aloku esalene nawo emuva, aloku akusula ubuso lobu akusula. Sipho, eNatal baya basula ubuso, ubuvakashela bakusule nawo.
Awufundisi izandla kaseyethu nazo moso mrothi.
You know, it is a sad thing. You know, in some of the leaderships of these Christian movements and organizations, kukhona abantu abahlalele safuthi laphana. But if they're supposed to stay there for 3 years, 2 years, and then bese uyenza umsebenzi wakhe adlula uNkulunkulu abeke omunye bese akufake kwenye indawo, hayi bona sebahlezi sekayiphendule iteksi yakhe leyo. Wonke umuntu uzwa ngayo. It's quite sad. We see those kinds of things. Yeah. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Talk to us and tell us how you feel about this. Self-exaltation, what it is even all about. Thank you for the WhatsApps, those that have sent. Thank you. Please drop us also a voice note. I'm very keen to get voice notes, you know. But hey, look at this. Anna Swartz, come on, man. You can't send a message like that. Anna Swartz. I mean, we're supposed to be believers and brothers and sisters. You can't send a message like that. All right. Robertson says, Pastor Ray, kunzima usathane usenza kunzima usathane asenza khona. UJesu gaza akwenza konke lokhu. Kusho sifuze ubaba wokuziphakamisa. Mrs. Robertson. Hey, Mrs. Robertson. Maybe, is it what? In Bulawayo. Mrs. Robertson. Robertson in Bulawayo. I tell you, these things are happening. These things are happening. People are doing things that you never thought they would be doing. This is what is happening. This is what is taking place. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Sipho, let me come back to you, my friend. Now, I'm looking at verse 27 of Proverbs 25. It is not good to eat much honey, so to seek one's own glory is not glory. Seeking one's own glory is not glory at all. Sipho, what comes to mind? Konabantu who are seeking glory, man.
That's very true, Mfundisi. Yazi kunabantu, Mfundisi, who are using or misusing the name Jesus because bafuna kuba famous, ba ma status figures, because they preach about him, but they don't listen to him. In other words, they claim that they know him, and babona nangendlela benza ngayo, Mfundisi, they force and push their agenda. In other words, they are seeking glory in everything. Umuzi umuntu noma umbiza ukuthi Khatebe, but no, I'm not Khatebe. Pastor apostolic Merushama title amaning before
apostle apostle doctor
yabona ukuthi you are seeking your own glory at the same time mfundisi nalento iclaima uma sithi ke okay come do what you claim you are doing ntabhali poster bring all the blind they will see and there's an anointed man of God. You will perform miracles. Oh, challenge! We are not performing miracles. We are not the magician. It is God who heals. That is why in front they say, "Melanga sis funele olwe tutumo." Ingago gubale gufanele njenga bantu na bagonkulung kusizi tobe uguze asparamise ngeskates funele. Ingago lel verse. I will quote it. Challenge nga First Peter chapter 5:5. First Peter chapter 5:5. Yagu 6. Liti likewise you. You who are young, be subjected to elders. Clothe yourself, all of you, with humility towards each other. For God opposes the proud, but give grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that the proper time he will exalt you. So, sibabonile abantu mfundisi who think they can do things ngaphandle kaNkulunkulu. Omunye wabo sambona mfundisi efuna ukwenza izinto uNkulunkulu angasekho kuye uSaul. He was anointed by God being a king, but he was disobedient ukuthi uNkulunkulu amthumile ukuthi abulale zonke ilwane wangayibulala, we spare some. When he wanted to present himself as an anointed phambi kwabantu, uSamuel amtshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu kulahlile wena. He forced agenda yakhe kuSamuel, no, exalt me above me now, before people. So uma uNkulunkulu esekulahlile ngoba mtshela uSamuel athi hayi ungasayilo sengimlahlile sengiyibonela inkosi. So God can humble you if you unomoya with self exaltation. And when we go around mfundisi sishumayela endaweni lezi ezidumile, sivela nala kulama Facebook mfundisi, sizenzela ama video emakhaya because we want to be well known. Akudingi mfundisi sisifunele tudumo. Uma uNkulunkulu ezosiphakamisa, he'll exalt us wherever we are.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you. I'm just running quickly so that by 5 past, I must start playing the inserts. Now, when you look at Proverbs 27, verses 2, let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. Let another man praise you. Not your own mouth. A stranger and not your own lips. Matota. Uthini mfundisi smart?
Mfundisi kunjalo. You know when one starts to praise themselves, kuba khona okusikhukhumeza. But makube khona umuntu oseceleni okubonayo the gift of God in you. that kube uyena who will recognize kusho njalo ngelinga uMoses wathi mayesha entabeni kwabonakala inkazimulo eyayigcwele abantu bakwa-Israyeli bayibona belapha but yena angaziboni ukuthi wembethe inkazimulo kaThixo. So kubalulekile mfundisi ukuthi our mouth should not be the one that praises ourselves. We should not have a self praise because that brings an empty pride, you know, and a person uyaye bese benale attitude yokuthi I know it all, I'm the one, I'm the man, I can do anything. So the moment you start to think that you know everything, you are actually shattering every opportunity for you to grow, every opportunity for you to learn. And as a result, you start looking down on other people. You start you want ukuthi, because mfundisi, you cannot demand the respect. Neither should you demand to be honored, but abantu mababone ukuthobeka kwakho and they will give you respect in a way that you treat other people. In other words, the relationship that you have with yourself, the relationship that you have with other people, set the tones for any other relationship that you will have with other men. So uma ngabe ungumuntu ozoba nokusiphakamisa nokuzibonga nokuzipraise, then you are missing the point. Usulahlekile. The book of Psalms chapter 73 verse 9 mfundisi says they set their mouth against the heavens. In other words, they start to speak blasphemy against the Elohim because kuba nalokwezethemba ukuthi without me ayikho into ezokwenzeka la enkonzweni. Without me, because wena uNkulunkulu kubusisile, yes, uyasebenza, but it should not be ebese sekufanele ukuthi mawuza sekufanele sikudlalele amakhaphethe, sikudlalele amacanje. You know, another self exaltation mfundisi, will find ukuthi a person usebenza kahle ekhaya and then we will be saying words like I'm supporting my parents. IzikaNkulunkulu ethi honor your father and your mother. And at the moment you start to think big of yourself ukuthi I am the supporter, ngiyabondla. Let me use igama lesiZulu elizwakala kahle athi ngondla abazali. You cannot wondla abazali bakho. Abazali bakho bakukhulisile. You know, you should just be thanking God for what he has given you through them. And now you are giving back to the Father and through the very same parents that have raised you. But if you will be now having that kind of a mindset that ngondla ngisho abazali, then you are sekukhona ukusikhukhumeza, sekukhona an element yokubreka nokuzethemba and boasting with empty things.
Yeah. Send us a shout. Talk to us directly. There's 012-334-1322. We are talking about this very aspect, and we are touching base on the very notion of self-exaltation. Siyibona kakhulu lento le. Siyibona kakhulu lento. Iyahlupha nje kakhulukazi. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Jabu, let me bring this to you, my friend. Before I open up. Now, in Isaiah 14, verse 13, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of the Elohim. I will sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest side of the north. The devil basically wanted to be the Elohim. That is why even now he's trying to act as the returning Christ. It's very important to take note of that, Jabu. People build their thrones, siyabona, namabandla, ayizigodlo zabantu. Jabu.
Yes, and that's the sign, really, of who controls them, because of we know the person who behaves like that, actually, Lucifer, when in his heart he said that, I will ascend to the heavens, I will raise my throne above the stars of God, I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly. On the mount, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon, as you were reading in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13. So that's the heart of Lucifer, which is just the revealing the pride that he had, which made him to fall. Because even scripture in Proverbs says, pride comes before a fall.
Yes.
So if a person is about to fall, they start by being proud. So even also as you are taking it back to us now in our generation. We are so full of pride. Like, as I was even making an example at first, that, you know, I can just speak, you know, like maybe God just uses me to speak his word and the people start to be saved.
Mm.
Or miracles and signs and wonders start to manifest. Say we mean. I think everything is about me now. Even I'm starting to even expand and, you know, like to expand and do bigger crusades and bigger conferences, because now I am anointed and I save people and I heal people.
Mm.
Not understanding that it's not me. It's not me. It's
yes.
the Father
yes.
doing his work.
Mm-hmm.
He is the worker of miracles. He is the saver of the souls. He is the healer of the sick.
Mm.
He is the one who blesses the poor. So that is where we lose it. Hence, I'm saying we are so proud, including myself, you know, because of we always want to share in the glory of the Father
mm.
when he does his things through our lives. You know, these are the gifts of the Spirit that he has deposited in every one of us, whether it's evangelism, whether it's apostleship, whether it's pastoring, whether it's teaching, whether it's administration, as we're counting them all, my friend.
Mm.
For the building of the church, the body of Christ, not our empires, as people have built their own empires through the gifts of the Spirit
mm.
and the gospel, you know. But for the building of the church, like the church of Christ, the body of believers, the kingdom of God. So in other words, I don't have any entitlement to the work of God. I cannot even prepare someone to take over from me. You know, once there is that arrangement, you must always know that's your thing. That's your business. You know, you feel like you started it yourself, therefore you are entitled even to have the sort of what do they call this plan, my friend? Is it the succession plan.
Yes.
Succession plan, someone who will take over from me. Like I always look at these great pastors, you know, like preparing their sons to take over.
Yeah.
And that's where I just pick it, that
even their daughters.
Their empires.
Mm.
It's their empires, not God's
mm.
church,
mm.
not God's
mm.
kingdom. Because God's church and God's kingdom is without walls.
Mm.
It's without walls. It cannot be measured. Like, he will raise a poor man. He will raise a drunkard man. He will raise a prostitute
mm.
to do his work and to take over without anyone noticing them, which this one is going to do so great in the things of the Lord. You know, because he is the one who is raising. He is the one also who is demoting. So, but because of we self-exalt ourselves, we exalt ourselves and we are so proud. We feel like we are important. We are the ones. We've been in this thing for 45 years. We've been in this thing. We know the greats that preached before us. Therefore, we feel that we are the one who really are supposed to be, you know, taking over and doing the work and also being used of God. Those are all the signs that we are really exalted. We are exalting ourselves, and it's because of we are full of pride. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. It's 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. When we touch on the issue of self-exaltation, what do we imply?
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.